I've always thought I'd go somewhere in business. That's where some. That's where like I first like. I don't know, just, you know, when people came and talked at my school and everything, I just thought, like, the stuff they said that was in the business is, you know, that's something I would want to do. But then my mom made me realize that with business comes a lot of math, and math isn't really my strong suit. So, I mean, and my mom said, my mom and dad think education. My sister thinks that too, I guess. She's nodding her head. I don't...
He's really good with people. Right. Yeah. He's really good with kids.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would, like, something like...
Or something like what you're doing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, with people, yeah. like, stuff like that, that I enjoy doing that, talking to people. My mom said, I wouldn't say my dream job. I think a really cool job is, like, a radio host. I don't know why. Talking about sports all day. It's just, like, something that I love doing. I'm getting paid to do it, and I'm talking about it. I'm writing about it. You know, stuff like that. So, I mean, what you're doing, I think that's really cool, too. Mm-hmm. It's just, at this point, I don't really know if I could just set in stone what I want to do.
That makes sense. So you guys think education?
Coming from a parent perspective and just job availability and competitiveness and things like that, you always want to, I mean, we've seen people, my husband and I both graduated from UF, and we've worked with people and we've gone to school with people and see them spend a lot of money on an education. Fortunately, Jordan's is free, but them spend a lot of time and energy on a degree because they feel passionate about it because that's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. However, then when they graduate from school, there's not really anything for them to do with their degree.
Yeah.
With something like, you just take your chances. It's like anything else in life. With something like, you know, if you're passionate about something and you go and pursue that and you work 110% to get there, then you're probably going to make it happen.
Right.
But to have something fall in your lap, you know, and have a degree that is just a degree. Awful. Yeah, I've always been a true believer that, you know, you're going to school. I mean, it took me 6 years to graduate from UF because I changed my major so many times because I realized that once I was in school, hey, you know what? I'm going to pick a profession that I know I'm going to get a job.
Yep.
I might not make six figures.
What did you start out at, Mom?
What did I start out at?
When you first went to UF, you know you're
going to I started out at just liberal arts at first, and then I was thinking education, and then occupational therapy, and then I ended up with nursing.
Occupational therapy?
Yeah. But it was a small class.
Yeah.
So what I tell my kids is... and I will continue to tell them, you know, just to make sure that whatever you do major in, that first of all, you're passionate about it because you need to make it work. And, you know, just not, I want my kids to be happy and follow their hearts, but there's also reality. So you know that there's jobs in education. It's a rather...
stable, I guess.
It's, you know, you need teachers.
Yeah.
You need teachers, you need nurses, you need journalists.
I don't know, my dad was not too happy about that.
You know, you need police officers, you need those type of people. And you might not make, you know, $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
But you'll always have a job.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because you see a lot of people, you know, like, Jordan talked about business, and I'm like,
that's always a hit.
Business is sort of like a vague degree.
Very vague,
You know, you can work at McDonald's with a business degree. Not that I have anything against that.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
That's
or you could, you know, be an investor with a business degree. There's
anything.
A whole different, you know, when you're a nurse, you're a nurse.
Yeah.
You know, you could be an administrator and make a lot of money. You could be an associate degree level nurse and make a little less money.
Yeah.
Teachers... You know, teachers are well respected. They do what they love. They don't get paid a whole heck of a lot of money, but they get the summers off.
That's true.
There's benefits.
There are benefits to that. Great retirement.
Yeah. See, that's where I got in
teachers,
trouble.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
That's where I got in trouble, but it's fine.
We'll you know, out. And teachers have, you know, there's stability there.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, people. You have to be good with people and. I don't know. I think that there are professions that you know, you graduate from school and you go right into and be like your dad, you know, be in that profession for
forever.
30, 40 years.
Yeah. You asked me that question. We have a 10-minute conversation about what I want to be, but she has a down pat. Maury, what do you want to be?
A pediatrician.
I can see that. I can see that.
I'm in the Academy of Health Professions, at UHS. So, like, but I don't know. That's what I wanted to be at the beginning of the school year, but now, like, seeing all the different careers and stuff.
Don't be ugly. That's not even our cat. It's a neighbor's cat.
Why is he here? Is she here?
Because she comes in and eats our food. Look, she's sleeping over there. No. She's so mean.
That would not happen. I don't like cats.
She's so mean. Yeah. Well, she looks just like our cat.
Does she really?
Yeah. Our cat's a lot bigger, though.
But, like, seeing all the different careers you can do within, like, the health profession, I'm not sure anymore.
They're so hot.
See, she's heard me. Yeah. I tried to talk Jordan into the health profession.
Yeah.
There's so much,
I thought about sports. I thought about sports for a while on the sports medicine, but.
You know, like, that's another thing that a lot of the athletes do.
Yeah.
You know, I hear them, oh, I'm going to be a sports trainer. I'm thinking, okay.
That's a job I think is cool and I want to do.
Okay,
I just don't
cool.
think I'm,
cool.
I don't think I'm actually like.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm that.
It is cool, but you have to think about how many athletic teams there are, how many colleges there are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just,
that's
I try to think in proportions, but I really do, I think that he would do really well. I'm trying to kind of help him. Of course, he has counselors, and he'll start taking his classes, and then he'll, just like you, I'm sure you found out, that's a little bit too much math, or that's a little bit too much science.
Yeah, so I picked the right one.
Or and to be in journalism and broadcasting, you have to be a good writer. You have to have really good English and language skills.
So you're a junior right now. Mm-hmm. What classes are you take? Like, do you take? I don't understand that about college. Like, you don't take.
You take what you're majoring in at that point.
At that, so you're not. You don't take a math class.
Mm-hmm. She did that her first 2 years at Santa Fe.
And
she had to take all of that.
So now you are just focused on doing what you do. Now.
I am taking economics. I hate that.
Oh,
I don't know why I need it, but I need it, and that is I may take a while to graduate if I need to pass that. Because
Yeah, that's
I'm terrible at numbers, but
that's crazy. Yeah,
but, yeah. Everything else is like radio one. There's TV one, and there's like
So you have to get accepted. She went to a community college first. She went to college first, so she then had to have so many prerequisites in order to get accepted to UF.
So like,
see, I went
classes.
To UF. Right.
So when I first get on campus, I'll be taking the general.
Yep. You will.
It'll
first
be like
13th
grade, basically.
Yeah. First 2 years.
Yeah. Like history classes.
And then at the end of your sophomore year, you will still have...
I will...
Well, you have to be accepted to an upper division college. So, like, I had... That's why it took me a while to figure out what college I wanted to be accepted to.
Okay.
So, you have to be accepted to an upper division... Now, I don't know how Tennessee... It's
like
a college.
It's a college within a university.
Like, I was in the College of Nursing.
Oh, okay.
At the University of Florida. She's in the College of Journalism, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Journalism
okay.
at the University of Florida.
Oh, wow.
So there are different colleges within the university.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you go, when you're already in the University of Jordan, they have rules that you can only take so many
classes. That's what I've wrote essays on in the past in English last year, is that for me it's going to be a little bit...